Listen to Let It Happen on Saturdays at 1 p.m. till 2 p.m. for a little bit of psych, a little bit of pop, and a whole lot of... CFRC 101.9 FM.
Do you hear that? It's a wood thrush. Songbirds lift our hearts, bring us joy, support healthy environments, and connect us with nature. Sadly, due to free-roaming cats, collisions with buildings, and habitat loss, over a quarter of Canada's birds have disappeared. It's heartbreaking. With your help, Nature Canada has mobilized thousands of Canadians for more than 85 years to protect and celebrate birds. To find out how you can save bird lives, go to birds.naturecanada.ca.
You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
Straight. Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. What I just had playing was Black Rice by Women. Before that, it was Hearts Working Overtime by Born at Midnight. And then all the way back was Heart by Stars. And then Robson Girl by Mac DeMarco. I can't remember if I like paused in between that or not. I don't think so. So it's been a minute since you've heard me talk. I think the last time I was talking about Stranger Things, and I won't do that again. What I have up next is Own It featuring Jordana by Monster Rally. And then after that, it's Before Photo by Nectarine Girl. Both like super fun new releases. I hope you guys enjoy. Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, what I just had playing was Before Photo by Nectarine Girl. And then before that, it was Own It by Monster Rally featuring Jordana. I feel like I never hear Jordana. Maybe I'm just not like locked in. It's always like featuring Jordana. It's never like their own music. Actually, I'm lying. I think I'm lying. I'm totally lying. Pretend I didn't say that because I like have Jordana stuff saved on my Spotify. I think I'm just saying stuff for the sake of saying stuff. Anyway, what I have up next is Silent War by DJ Suzy and then Delusional by Erica De Cassier. I really like these two. It kind of has that, or like DJ Suzy, Silent War has that same sound as the band After, which like if you've tuned in, you probably know that I really like After. And I think they have a new EP coming out sometime soon, so you'll definitely be hearing the name again. But I like that sort of, I don't want to say trip hop because it's like not, but it is that sort of trip hop sound, if that makes sense. I think it's awesome. I think it's super fun. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoy.
Friends.
Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, what I just had playing was Delusional by Erica DeCassier. I'm not French. She's Portuguese and Danish. So she's from Portugal, but lives in Denmark. Interesting. That, like, Switzerland, Denmark area has really good music. I think they're really killing it. I'm pretty sure if you were just listening, After is also from, I think they're from Switzerland. I could be making this up. Hold on. But it's something like that. I'm not entirely sure. They are from, I'm lying. They're from Los Angeles. So I'm completely lying. I totally thought they were, like, not. It's, like, because on things, it's, like, oh, like, the Stockholm sound. So I'm always think they're, like, from somewhere else, and they're not. And I'm just, like, lying. Anyway. And then what I had before that was Silent War by DJ Suzy. I really liked the sample in Delusional. I think it's the same, like, siren alarm that they use in the Cypress Hill song Insane in the Brain, but I'm not entirely sure. But it sounds the same, so I'm, like, hoping I've been wrong on two counts now in a row, that I'm hoping I'm right on this one, because that would be really embarrassing if it was, like, three times. Anyway, what I have up next is My Life in Art by Squirrel Flower and Beethoven. This is the cover by the song from Mojave 3. It's like, that's the original, and then they covered it. And then after that, I have Ain't Quite Right by Still Blank. I hope you guys enjoy. Thank you. Monday morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, what I just had playing was Cinema by the Bel Air Lip Balms. I was doing some digging on them because I thought the lead singer, it's Maisie Everett, sounded like, this is going to be like maybe a niche poll. There's this Christmas movie that my dad and I found years ago, and it's a musical, and it's a zombie musical, and so it's like the zombie apocalypse, and it's at Christmas time, and the characters are also singing, so it's called Anna and the Apocalypse. It's awesome. I love it. And the Maisie Everett from this band sounds a lot like the girl from Anna and the Apocalypse. But I was like digging, it's not her, which is really sad. But I was really hoping it'd be like, oh, it is, and I've like discovered something huge. It's not, because the Bel Air Lip Balms are from Australia, and the Apocalypse, I believe they're British. So I'm like totally off, but I do think you guys should watch. If you're like tuning in, watch it. It's kind of awesome. I also was doing digging, found out the name of the band is the same as a brand of skateboard wheels from the 80s, which is really cool. I think that's neat. And then before that, I had Ain't Quite Right by Still Blank. Just some fun, like, new releases. I like that album from Still Blank. It came out a couple weeks ago. Came out in November. I also really like Cut Slack on that album. I think it's fun. What I have up next is I Don't Mind by Nanush, and then Grow Up, Move Out by Moon.
Big loan, a guy's dead, trouble grown, quiet white. letters thrown, broke up, never owned. If you had something to tell me, I'd still like to talk about it. I don't mind. If you had something to tell me, I'd still like to talk about it.
Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, what I just had playing was Grow Up, Move Out by Moondoggy, and then I Don't Mind by Nanush. What I have up next is Valley of My Prime by Vancouver Sleep Clinic. And then after that, it's Not the Same by River Timber. I packed in a bunch of new releases. I think 2025 had some great stuff that came out this year. I wanted to do like my favorites of the year, favorite releases. I think because I'm really excited to see like what 2026 has for music, because 2025 like killed it indie wise at least. I'd say like my number one, of course, which is on the nose and very predictable, it is Getting Killed by Geese. I think they killed it all year, I gotta say. And Cameron Winter killed it. They killed it. Get it? They got killed. They killed it. I really liked the Oaklu album. That one was awesome. That was on repeat for a long time. Choke Enough killed it. The Water From Your Eyes one was really good. The Ethel Kane one was really good. I really liked Jane Remover's album Revenge Seekers, and I really like the EP, and it's just like a heart. It came out in December. That one's really good. Music Baby from that EP, awesome. I had a really like awesome moment over break where I was in the car with my friend and she was playing this album, and I'm sort of like, I try my best not to be, but I can be a bit of a know-it-all when it comes to music, where I'm like, actually it's this. And I'm trying to, like, calm myself down from doing that because it's annoying. And it's like, okay, like, we get it. My friend was playing the, like, heart emoji EP from Jane Remover. And I go, I really like this album. And she goes, you mean the EP? I was like, okay, so I just got a taste of my own medicine. And it was awesome. And now I know why I'm, like, my parents were like, you need to stop doing that because it's like evil. So I understand. And if you're someone that I know and I've ever corrected you on something, know that I know now not to do that, because it kind of hurts, especially when it comes to music. And I was like, oh, okay, so like I'm done, like I'm just not gonna speak anymore. But I really liked that album. I'm like going through a list of 2025 releases. That one was super fun. I think Two Hollis had a moment this year. I really like the Sophia Stell one. I think she's awesome. I'm like hoping she does a show in Toronto and I'll go. Like How to Win at Solitaire was amazing, and Object Permanence also amazing. I'm like thrilled for 2026 coming with music and stuff. I just can't wait to see what happens. I also feel like I need more concerts to go to. I went to none this year, or I guess last year now. I think I went to maybe like two compared to 2024, and I went to like a bunch. It's kind of like flop, but that's okay. I just talked for a long time, so I'm gonna repeat the music that I'm going to play because I just brain dumped for 4 minutes or whatever. What I have up next before I finish off this lovely Monday morning, back to school, first day back, etc. It's Valley of My Prime by Vancouver Sleep Clinic and Not the Same by River Timber. That's all for me. I hope everyone has a fantastic, if I guess it's like everyone's back to work and school and etc., etc. So if you're listening to this on the way to school or work, I hope you guys enjoy and bring 2026. I hope it's the best year ever. Yeah, I'll be back next week. Tune in 8 a.m. to 10 CFRC 101.9.
we is how we see the world, which is that everybody is made up of lots and lots of different personalities, fantasies, attitudes, and that a multi-personality is in fact the reality, not the I personality, and that where those two things meet is the position that we're trying to work at, to break people across from seeing themselves as one-dimensional and having no potential, to seeing themselves as being almost anything they want to be, and that those different things don't have to always agree in the usual accepted way.
No Static, every Monday from 6 to 8 on CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. You never know what you're gonna get.